Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow News Tonight, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers. Now, you can follow us. The Captain's America Third Watch over on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler at The Captain's America. Also on Twitter at Captain's America. And also our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. We still have a presence on Facebook, but it's not what it was because we had to make some changes because our account got hacked. So as a result, and all the security stuff that they have going on there, we did have to make some changes to what we were doing. But my predominant chat room right now is going to be over at MeWe. And all you got to do is go over there and look on groups. And it says the Captain's America Third Watch. And just like Wally's in there right now talking away, he's in there. And we got other people that will be along, too. As the night rolls along, Richard, the Marine's in there, too. Now, let's go to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge, and then we've got breaking news we got to get out there. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline those two words and emphasize them, under God, because our country was created on Judeo-Christian values, even though right now it may not look like it in a lot of places. Now, we have had a situation just develop in the last 2 hours in Indianapolis, Indiana, at the FedEx facility at the airport. Now, years ago, and it's been probably 20 years ago now, I've been in that FedEx facility a number of times. It's the second largest FedEx facility in the system, the biggest one being at their home office in Memphis, Tennessee. But apparently a gunman got a long rifle of some sort out of the trunk of his vehicle and started shooting in the parking lot and then went into the facility and started firing away in there. There are unconfirmed reports coming from News Channel 8 in Indianapolis that five people are reported dead, and many other people were taken to the hospital, several hospitals, I might add. The call that I heard go over was that they were requesting all available chaplains at the facility. And when I heard that, I knew it was a bad situation, Kyle.
Yes, a very, very bad situation, a developing situation, and we're continuing to get more details. We do know this, though, Captain. We understand, of course, this is the big FedEx facility there.
I know.
This is probably the second largest FedEx hub in the company's network globally.
Yep.
So there are a lot of people that work there, about 4,500 people that go there on any given day, it would seem. But the authorities are saying that anyone that has family members members that work at that facility, if they've not been able to get in contact with them, they're asking people to go to get this, the Holiday Inn Express. It's located at 8555 Stansted Drive. That's 855 Stansted Drive, the Holiday Inn Express. This is one of the ways that hopefully you could be reunited or at least get some information about what's going on. Because as you mentioned, Captain, we unconfirmed reports, 5 dead, but yet there is an unknown number of people, but we just know it's multiple people going to multiple hospitals as a result of this.
Yeah, and we will keep everyone informed as the night goes along here, because this is, again, another one of those stories you hate to have to report, but somebody, again, went berserk for whatever reason, and people have been, good people have been hurt. Well, Joe Biden announced unilateral sanctions on Russia for election interference and hacking, and booted 10 of their people out of the country. And this is what he had to say about it yesterday. This little report right here.
The president said he's not looking to escalate tensions and conflict with Moscow, but is prepared to hold Russia accountable for its actions.
We want a stable, predictable relationship. If Russia continues to interfere with our democracy, I'm prepared to take further actions to respond.
Mr. Biden described the U.S. response as proportionate, blaming Russia for the SolarWinds hacking of federal agencies and major American companies. Still, the president reiterated his offer to hold a summit with Russian President Putin in the coming months. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, here we go again. The Democrats always have to say, our democracy, we are not a democracy. We are a republic.
Well, that's exactly right, and but this is being this is a very, very big developing story. I think we're going to continue to see now the Biden administration saying, and Biden himself, President Biden, is saying now is the time to de-escalate, and this has to do, of course, Captain, with the two warships, the destroyers that was the USS Roosevelt and USS Donald Cook that were on their way to the Black Sea, and the president, I believe, had them stop that, get off course for that and don't go there.
Well, yep. Vladdy has shut down the entrance to the Black Sea so that the ships couldn't get there to begin with.
That's right. That's the Kerch Strait, as it's known. And so this is going to be the way into what's called the Sea of Azov, or Azov. And this also gives you, it goes into where you could go to the Ukraine on the other, but you can get there other ways to Odessa, for example. But this is a very important development.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, on this Friday morning, a very busy news morning starting right out. Kathy's going to give you the number right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I just might there, Mr. Announcer Guy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. Now, I take Relief Factor and have been for about 5.5 years now. I take it regularly once in the morning when I get up, whatever time that happens to be, and once around midnight. And I may take it a third time if I need to have it for something that I've done where I've been on my feet a long time, or I had to do a lot of walking and whatnot, because my left ankle swells, as does my leg, from a lot of activity I do based on what's going on because of the problem that I have there with the replacement ankle that I have. But the ingredients that are in Relief Factor, to turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps the body's natural response to inflammation. And it will even lower or eliminate pain by going right to the source of the pain. And this is a good thing. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it'll support a healthy response to the inflammation and decrease of the discomfort you're in. Comes in nice little convenient individual packets, supports healthy joints and muscles too, and the healing process, and it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's how you get started. Now, to do that, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start. Now, if for some reason it doesn't work for you, all you have to do is tell them that it didn't work and you don't need to have any more. Otherwise, they'll put you on the automatic shipping and away you go. So, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, the 3-week quick start, and all you got to lose is pain. Right there, Mr. Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right. Well, we're going to go right to the phone lines. We've got the unofficial, official, part-time, not so gainfully employed mayor of Clearwater, and that's Mr. Mr. Mike. Come on in, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, there's two things. I kind of had a short little discussion with the captain, but the first thing that really concerns me is this whole situation with Mr. Wright. As tragic as it is, they've all of a sudden, now the narrative is, okay, full open season on the police. You know, they're vilifying this poor lady who obviously made a big mistake, took out the gun instead of the taser. You know it because right after she shot him, of what she said. And now they're saying, oh, well, she killed him, and the family said, how can you not know the difference between a gun and a pig? Now, you know, I'll tell you something, Kyle. This guy, Benjamin Crump, he's an agitator. He's a very dangerous person. We can't be going down this road because they're going to make it to where nobody's going to want to get into law enforcement. And if that happens, God forbid, we're in big trouble. The second thing I wanted your input on is, as much as I can't stand Nancy Pelosi, I do want to reach out to her and give her a pat on the back for not even thinking about, let alone advancing, this ridiculous bill that would pack the Supreme Court and add more justices. Now, I don't know if she did it to basically, you know, if she has some kind of hidden agenda that would better her by not promoting it, but when you consider that they have all the power and they could easily ram that through, to me, for her to get up there and say, you know what, absolutely not, I don't support this, that to me is amazing. So I wonder, you know, Kyle, I think we do have reasonable Democrats are starting to come out and say, look, the radical Democrats, we don't want no part of what you want to push. So let me know what you think on both of those. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Mike. Yeah, great questions. You know, on the tragic happening there in Minneapolis, the Minneapolis area there.
Brooklyn Heights.
Yeah, Brooklyn Center, I think. Yeah, oh, you're
Brooklyn
right.
Center. Yeah, Brooklyn Center. Yeah, there is a Brooklyn Heights, but never mind. Go ahead.
But if we heard the story this way, if we had heard that there was someone who got pulled over, they had a warrant, they began resisting arrest, in the melee, the police officer pulled out their service gun and not the taser as they had intended to, and there was a terrible mistake that was made. We would view the story a certain way. But these days, every story has to be viewed as the white police officer took out the gun by mistake and shot the black man. And whereas that is exactly what happened, it is a way to frame the story in a way that is much more explosive. And it's a very, very sad thing. And I understand about the racial issues that do exist in our society, in our culture, in our nation. But in this case, as you said, Mike, I think you're exactly right. The officer expressed, you know, what appears to be true surprise at what happened. Now, you can call it the fog of war. You can call it all these kinds of things. We don't know. But it was definitely a terrible mistake that was made. I don't think it was intentional. It wasn't a premeditated thing that happened. Now, to your other point about Nancy Pelosi, yes, this is a very, very big development. But at the same time, the Democrats, they don't do anything without some kind of major plan involved of how they're going to get more power. And this power grab on the Supreme Court, number one, I think has got the justices with this real bad taste in their mouth right now about what's going on with the Democrats. And they're seeing how this plays out. They want to gauge it. So we'll see how Nancy Pelosi goes and find out if this is really legit from her or not.
Well, Jerry Nadler and Ed Markey were out on the steps of the Capitol with a press conference yesterday talking about that they were going to bring up the legislation for packing the court and whatnot. And they weren't aware of the fact that Nancy had already come out and said inside that she wasn't going to at this time, quote, at this time, she was not going to allow the bill to come onto the floor for a vote, which that's what she can do as the Speaker of the House, and that's what McConnell does as the majority leader when he was the majority leader in the Senate. Now it's up to Chuck Schumer what gets on the floor in the Senate and Pelosi what gets on the floor in the House.
Well, right. And also, you know, Captain, candidate Biden had said he didn't believe in court packing and all this kind of stuff.
More than once.
Yeah, and so suddenly, you know, maybe he didn't get the memo until just recently, because then he appointed the commission to study whether or not the justices should serve a life term and all these kinds of things. And it really just points up the idea, Captain, that we're watching something unfold here where Biden, I don't think, is calling all the shots.
He's not calling any of the shots.
Yeah, because...
And I don't think Kamala is either, because both of their strings are being pulled by, and I'll call them what they are, the Politburo.
Well, you know, you start wondering about this stuff, because what does Kamala Harris do all day? What does Joe Biden do all day? I you know, it just doesn't seem to be that they are part of any kind of frenetic, we're getting stuff done, and it's the first 100 days.
And is Kamala going to the border?
No, but she's going to go, like, to Guatemala.
And Honduras.
And so I can hear it now. They're all sitting around the table saying, let's send her to Guatemala and Honduras. It's not the border, but it'll look like she's doing something. You know, that's the kind of thing that you expect, you know?
Yeah, and that's probably very true in terms of what's going on. Now, the other thing is that we had a lot of discussion yesterday about GOP and their crew that said that they're willing to work with a package only about a third of the size of Biden's ambitious proposal, focused on conventional infrastructure items like bridges and roads. Because remember, only 5% of that infrastructure bill actually goes for bridges and roads. Now, the Republicans want to bring it up to a third of the $2.5 trillion to get out there and actually do something about the bridges and roads that need to be done. Now, that line in the sand might force the Democrats to try an extraordinary approach, which could be taking one piece of the bipartisan legislation and using it for the bridges and roads, and the other part for their pet projects, which is exactly what they're doing, like a Dem-only vote.
Well, exactly. I mean, the stuff that evidently is infrastructure now, Captain, is really quite interesting. And a lot of times people probably don't think Mitch McConnell can be too funny, but sometimes he does say very funny things. If I recall correctly, he talked about, you know, why are we redefining the English language now? Why can't we just make a bill that says what it's really about? Because suddenly everything to the Democrats are infrastructure. This is exactly how they want to govern the American people. They want to say to the American people, you just do what we tell you. You redefine words the way we tell you. We're in charge now. And that's not bipartisan, and it's not unifying, I'll tell you that.
Well, I can honestly tell you, and we'll talk about this when we come back, that all of this is beginning to backfire, because the mainstream Democrats are not buying on to all of this. And, folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warm, the professor of politics. And, of course, Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's going to punish Russian companies that tried to interfere in our elections and also committed cyber attacks on federal agencies in the U.S. Biden said he made it clear to Russian President Vladimir Putin he could still go further, but he's choosing to wait.
The United States is not looking to kick off a cycle of escalation and conflict with Russia.
We want a stable, predictable relationship.
The attorney for the family of Dante Wright, the black man who was shot to death in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, by a white police officer last Sunday, says they have a lot of questions about the shooting. Attorney Benjamin Crump.
It was very difficult for this family to accept that this is an accident when you have a veteran who's been on the police force for 26 years.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty. Thank you very much, Frank Salvato. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, remember, I am a customer of Geico's. I've been with them for about 17 and a half years now, and they've been saving people money on their insurance for their vehicles, their house, and the apartments that they rent, and some other things, too. For about 75 years, they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, if you go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, you can get coverage for just about everything that you own, starting out with the car you drive, the truck you drive. Maybe you've got a motorcycle. Maybe you've got an RV, an ATV, or a boat. They'll insure all of those. And then you can get your homeowners and your renters insurance there, too. And here's the great thing. If you bundle your homeowners together with your motor vehicles, you will save a bunch of money. And then, knock on wood, there's the wood right there. Once you're on board every year as a safe driver, you'll get a 10% discount every year, just like clockwork, and that'll save you more money, too. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and check them out and go from there. Tell them the captain sent you. Always got to do that. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, let's get an update on the shooting in Indianapolis. What can you tell us?
Well, Captain, we've continued to try to get more details. There hasn't been a lot of new developments. However, earlier in the evening, it was reported that I-70 was closed in both directions around that FedEx facility.
Yeah, see, that facility is right on the edge of the airport, just off I-70. You can see it from the interstate there. As I said, I've been in it a number of times 20 years ago.
Yes, exactly. Well, the good news is they have reopened that, we understand. It had been closed for about 90 minutes or so after the reports of that shooting came in about 11 p.m. local time there.
All right, well, we'll try to keep everybody abreast. All right, now we're going to go to the phone lines, and we've got a Washington State young man. I believe he's on the line. Good morning. Is this you, Jeff?
Yes, sir. This is Joe Kent.
Okay, Joe Kent. Joe Kent. Now, Joe Kent, you're not the guy that's the Kent cigarette guy, but you were doing something very important up there in Washington State. Tell us what it is.
Yeah, that's right. I'm running to primary Jamie Herrera Butler. She's our representative here in Washington State's 3rd Congressional District. So she's one of the 10 Republicans that voted for the impeachment of President Trump. And then she's the one that was the star witness in the Democrats' impeachment trial.
And we found out later on that just about everything she said in the impeachment trial was a lie.
Yeah, that's right. She offered up her services to the Democrats, and they didn't really even take her up on it because she had claimed to have some third-hand access to listening to a phone conversation between Kevin McCarthy and President Trump that sounded just like fabrication. So based on that and then her track record as a pretty terrible Republican, she crossed the aisles to vote for the to repeal the emergency declaration at the southern border to stop the construction of the wall. And then also we could have repealed and replaced Obamacare. She crossed the aisle again. So this was just the culmination of many years of her just being a really bad Republican. So it's time for her to go, and I want to help get rid of her and let the voice of the people go back to Washington, D.C.
Okay, now you're up there. Where's this congressional district at? Is it Seattle?
No, so we're just to the south. We are on the southern border of Washington State and Oregon. So we are right along the Columbia River. We're the only red district that touches the Pacific Ocean, and then we extend all the way out a good deal into the east, into our high plains.
Okay, well, you're talking to three of my affiliates up there in Washington State right now. People are listening to you. So it's Joe, J-O-E, Kent, K-E-N-T, correct?
Yep, that's right.
And do you have a website where people can go?
I do, absolutely. It's JoeKentForCongress, F-O-R, .com. They can read about all my stances on the various issues there. And then if they can, I really appreciate a donation. I'm up against an incumbent with a pretty big war chest, and then also the far left.
All right. Now, Kyle, you are the professor of politics, and this is a pretty important thing, and you're familiar with who this congresswoman is. We talked about some of these people, and I remember we did a story on her a couple of months ago or so when we found out that her when she testified in front of the impeachment committee, that she actually did not tell the truth.
Yes, exactly. Well, very, very blatant. And, again, I think absolutely, you know, showing some true colors there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Now, have you got a question for the young man?
Well, yes. Well, it's great to meet you, Joe. And I understand, too, that you're a veteran as well. So thank you for your service.
No, thank you for saying that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, again, you know, one of the things, of course, with everything that happened, especially after the election, there's a lot of people out there who try to vilify anybody who is trying to support the agenda of President Trump or Trumpism, as it were. You're finding that you're able to overcome a lot of that. There's a lot of people out there, they don't follow pretty much what the mainstream media might say, because people are voting for lower taxes, they're voting for better foreign policy, along those lines, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And I think ever since we unfortunately lost the presidency in the stolen election, and then now the Democrats are in control of the House and the Senate, we see the breakneck speed the left is moving with. So I think it's really become clear that it's not even a difference between Republicans and Democrats anymore. It's really there's the side that wants freedom and liberty and people to be able to be free and make their own choices, and there's the other side that wants complete and total control of people's lives. So I think we're seeing a significant shift, and there's a lot of excitement about the America First agenda and getting Republicans like Jamie Herrera Butler out of office.
Well, yeah, and the other thing, Joe, is the fact that when you talk about Nancy Pelosi, she's lost another seat, so her majority now is down to about 3 or 4 seats, I think.
Yeah, that's right, and I think we're going to be able to get out some of the rhinos and then make some gains in 2022 and really have a strong showing for America First, so we can start to write the course that our country's on right now.
All right, now let me ask you a question, because as a veteran, there's a lot of veterans that listen to this program right now. We're pulling out of Afghanistan. We're doing a couple of things, in my opinion, that are wrong, and that is telegraphing the move as to, well, by September 11, 2021, 20 years after the day, we're going to be out of Afghanistan. That is an embarrassment of immense intent to anyone that served in Afghanistan or anyone that was at the World Trade Center, like me, telling them that you're going to pull out on the very day, 20 years later, that the towers came down.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the symbolism of the day is really just an odd kind of slap in the face, I think, especially considering we went over to Afghanistan on a punitive mission to go take out al-Qaeda, and then we quickly deviated from that into this 19-20-year debacle of nation-building that we're on. So I'm glad that President Biden is trying to get us out. I'm just very skeptical because his track record of trying to get us out of these conflicts is terrible. So President Biden, as the vice president said that we'd be out by 2014, I agree with you that by telegraphing and saying, hey, we're going to be out by September 11th, we've just told the Taliban that we're going to be there for one more fighting season, because when the winter subsides in Afghanistan, that's when the fighting really picks back up. So we're going to leave our guys over there. We've announced that, hey, we're going to be out by September, so this fighting season could be your last one. So everybody come take your final shot at the Americans. So yep. It's a very irresponsible and political way to do it, because we were supposed to be out by May 1st, but if they would have gone along with that, that would have, in theory, been sticking with President Trump's plan. And so in an effort to make it look like they're not going with Trump's plan, because that would make Trump look good, they just switched this date arbitrarily, which puts troops in at risk.
All right. Well, once again, I want you to give us your website and any other information in 60 seconds that you can give us.
Yeah, absolutely. So my website is JoeKentForCongress.com. I recently picked up the endorsement from former Secretary of Defense Chris Miller. He was Trump's last Secretary of Defense. He was also my commander in combat and Special Forces Group in Iraq, so I was honored to receive that endorsement. So far, things are going pretty well. We have a fundraiser and a town hall event tomorrow night in Vancouver, Washington, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Groove Nation. People can go to my website, JoeKentForCongress.com. I really appreciate their donation. They can read about all my stances on the various issues right there on that page. So thank you very much.
All right. Well, you've got two different ways to get a hold of me by phone, so don't be a stranger. We'll expect to hear from you again, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Earl.
All right. And that's Joe Kent, everybody. Joe Kent, K-E-N-T. Joe Kent up there in Washington State in the 3rd Congressional District. And Kyle, he's a very informative young man.
He certainly is, Captain. Absolutely. I think that was a great conversation, and I wish him the best of luck. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because, again, I would love to see more military men and women get involved in politics, because the range of discipline that they have is something that we need in Washington, D.C., versus this lackadaisical slump bunch of loafers, for lack of better words, and I could think of some really strong words, but they're not suitable for radio, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, when we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we got some pretty good music lined up here. Going to do a little rocking tonight, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more, and Kathy's going to take us to break again.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
A
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy. And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. This portion of the program, our Highway and Byway Report, for the truckers and everybody out there across the highways tonight, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Remember to pull on in there and tell them that the captain sent you because you were listening to me talk about them on the radio. That's all it takes. And then become a member of the Drivers Club, or if you're in the RV out there trucking with Ma, Pa, and the kids or whatever, tell them that you're in the RV, in an RV, and you can join the RV Club. All right, we're going to do a little original AC/DC, when Bon Scott was the lead singer. He passed away before his time, and here we go.
We'll be right back.
a little early AC/DC, and it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. Now, whatever happened to Bon Scott, Kyle?
I think, sadly, he overdosed and died.
That was my understanding, yeah. Of course, they're still going strong, but still, there you go.
Yep, yeah, but yeah, that band, I mean, that is it's iconic, and honestly, there's none like them.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to answer Johanna here in a couple of minutes. She sent us something here, but she may still be on page two because Nancy overrode everybody with what she said yesterday. But anyway, showers and thunderstorms forming along a stalled front are going to produce more isolated, strong to severe thunderstorms and heavy rain that could cause flooding in the central Gulf area, and it's doing it right now, I'll tell you that much. A late-season winter storm will continue producing hazardous travel in the central Rockies and into the High Plains, and a coastal storm is bringing winter conditions and gusty winds to parts of the Northeast, to include the Berkshires and up through New Hampshire. Hampshire and up into Maine, and you're going to get some snow right now. You got a winter storm warning up there. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We do have a winter storm warning tonight, and this is happening in the Laramie and Cheyenne area, of course, on I-80 and Interstate 25. They're going to have some heavy snow, we understand, 4 to 6 inches. This is going to be in the Platte, Goshen, Laramie counties, as well as Cheyenne and Pine Bluffs, Torrington and Chugwater and Wheatland areas. That's going to be in force until about 6 p.m. on Friday, so you're going to have some dangerous travel conditions, icy roads, so be real careful if you're going to be coming through there. It's going to be very, 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 very difficult. That winter weather advisory continues on up through Casper, all the way up into southern Montana and the Crow Indian Reservation there at the border of Montana and Wyoming. Also, winter weather advisory dipping down into Colorado, down I-25, Fort Collins, Boulder, Denver, Aurora, Centennial, and Colorado Springs as well. You've also got a high wind watch tonight. If you're coming through Albuquerque, come across I-40, which, of course, is historic Route 66, and also down in southern New Mexico, fire weather watch dipping down into Texas as well. And so it's pretty quiet on the rest of the map, Captain, except for a fire weather warning. This is a very low humidity going on near Portland and Salem, Oregon. That's going to be there, I believe, until later on Friday.
Well, it's not going to get quiet now because here we go. Southwestern South Dakota, we've got snow there. Now, Nebraska, you're going to get serious all the way over to North Platte on I-80. You got a winter storm warning, and the snow is continuing to move to the east. Could go as far as Lincoln by morning, but it is slowly moving to the east. Now, if you're coming out of Colorado and you're coming up 76 towards I-80, once you get to about the Nebraska line, you're going to be in the heavier snow, the winter storm warning. Winds are blowing pretty good. It'll be gusting along there, and you'll have it all the way, like I said, to North Platte. Now, in the meantime, coming across I-70 out of Denver all the way to Goodland, Kansas tonight on I-70, but that's going to be a general dusting of snow, couple of inches, three maybe, possibly a little bit more in some areas. Now, I'm going to go over first to the cold weather before I drop down to the flooding weather. In Kentucky, the eastern third of Kentucky tonight is under a frost warning. So is it the southwestern corner of Virginia in the mountains, frost warning. So isn't the mountains of North Carolina and the eastern edge of Tennessee, a frost warning. So that would be going up I-81. You'd be in it all the way through there. Now, here we go with the flooding in the south, and this is extensive. Okay, this front basically has not moved at all. The rain you had in Louisiana, you're getting again. Our listeners in New Orleans tonight, you're definitely, everybody in those low-lying areas, you're definitely having a lot of problems right now, and our thoughts and prayers go with you, and you're just going to have to batten down the hatches and get the pumps going, I guess, about all you can do. And then across southern Mississippi, I-10 over into Mobile, Alabama, you've got heavy rain flooding there as well.
You've got flooding off the Gulf in the case of Mississippi, probably goes 50 miles north out of the I-10 area, and the same for Louisiana, about 50 miles all the way across to the Texas line. In the meantime, now, the next big problem that we've got is this developing East Coast snowstorm that is causing snow. You're getting a light dusting of snow right now north of Albany, New York, up I-87 and around Saranac Lake and around Lake Placid and, of course, around Lake George as well. Over in Vermont, the southern, southeastern part of Vermont, you've got a winter storm warning. All of New Hampshire's in a winter storm warning. The western half of Massachusetts is in a winter storm warning over to the New York state line to include all of the Berkshires. The northern part of Connecticut is going to be getting snow. Also up into Maine, the western half of Maine is in the path of this winter storm that's coming in that direction. And then we have a gale-force wind warning tonight all the way from Nova Scotia down through Maine, down around the corner, Cape Cod, Linen Cape Cod. You're getting a bunch of wind tonight, I'm sure, by the looks of what I'm looking at there. But this is working its way up the East Coast, so we got ourselves a New England snowstorm, springtime snowstorm going that away. And that's the way it looks right now, Kyle. And by the way, what do they do with the Pilot and Flying J?
Well, number one, if you pull in and you tell them you're listening to the show, you can get a free cup of coffee.
Yep. And if you join the Drivers Club, you'll get a bunch of points for the fuel that you buy, the food that you buy, the supplies that you buy in the trucker store. You can accumulate those, and when it comes Christmas time, you'll have yourself some really nice gifts you can get, or you can use the points at any time to save and on your purchases there as well. So there you go. And the RVers that are out there, don't be afraid, because this includes you, too. They have an RV club, so I would consider signing on for that one as well.
Well, exactly, Captain, and you mentioned about having the points. Well, they had a thing called the Pilot Flying J app, but now that's called the My Rewards Plus, and it's a much better app, we understand. There's a lot more to it. You can redeem offers. You can increase your rewards points. You can download it now. Go to pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, folks, and we'll be right back with more after the top of the hour news. And hello to everybody in the MeWe chat room over there, the Captain's America Third Watch group that's over there. And hello to everybody that's in the Facebook chat room tonight. We got two different chat rooms going right now. And, of course, I'm over in the MeWe one, and Kyle's over in the Facebook one. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.